The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is a beautiful Tuesday morning here in the city of Margate. It is August 8th, and we have a great show for you today. I think one of the major topics that people discuss over a period of many, many years is how to lose weight. What is the secret recipe for losing weight? Sitting in Janet Cimarelli's office with me is Janet Cimarelli. And Janet today is going to help you find some answers that can answer those long-forgotten questions or long-forgotten answers as to how you're able to lose weight. The dealing of obesity and overweightness today with the population is enormous. The last figures I read, they deal with over 70% of the population being either overweight or obese. It's a major epidemic today. And Janet is going to shed some light on that particular issue. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
I know you have a whole list of topics, part of the agenda to speak about today. And I think that the people that are listening to the show, if they themselves are not either overweight or obese, I think they must know family members, friends, relatives that are, because it's a big epidemic today in the United States. And sitting in front of us on your desk are some of the different supplements and products that people can take some heed to and open up their minds as to how they can accomplish losing weight and getting back to a reasonable weight. Personally speaking, Janet, when I sold Tunis and back in 2010, I weighed 217 pounds.
Wow.
It took me 4 years to get down to my weight that I wanted to be at, which was 175. And I've been able to maintain that weight between 170 and 175 now for the last 3 years. And I plan to keep it that way. And all it means is that I changed what I was doing as far as the type of food I was eating, when I was eating it, and a whole host of other little subtle changes that didn't mean much to me at the time, but while I was working, it meant a great deal because I had no alternative to look to. And I think the points you're going to bring out today will give people the optimistic view that they can achieve the weight loss that they're looking for. So without any further ado, I'm going to turn it over to you.
I'm laughing, and I hope that I bring some optimism to this discussion, because you have accomplished something that, unfortunately, a huge number of individuals in the population are not able to accomplish. First of all, achieving your number goal, that 170, 175, and then maintaining it. How many people do I see every single week here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center who have, from a variety of different points, achieved the goal, the weight goal that they have in mind, and then, boom, they go off that narrow path that they've mapped out for themselves and begin once again adding on the pounds. So when people come into the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, if they have any questions about weight loss, I'm going to send them to you, Al. So we have some very nice products in front of me, and I have lots of information to share with our listeners. So I'll tell people that the CDC has classified obesity as a chronic disease. And there's really interesting information, because I have seen individuals who make the changes, increase their exercise. The changes that I'm referring to would be changes in the specific food choices, changes in the amount of food that they consume, and they don't make headway. Maybe they'll lose a quarter pound here, a half pound there, and they get so discouraged that they say the intensity of their approach is not worth it. Okay, so what I will do over the course of the show is let people know that it is more than just a discussion of willpower. And again, it has kind of moved up in the hierarchy of causes of death, and it is an urgent health issue. Why? Because it increases your risk of diabetes, heart disease, stroke, arthritis, and increases your risk of certain types of cancers. Why? Well, the accumulation, unfortunately, of fat, that is where toxins are stored in your body. So that body fat, unfortunately, makes you a walking target for disease, carrying around all those toxins. So what is obesity? It's too much body fat. And, okay, yes, it is the result of overeating. It's a result of certain additives that you might be consuming in your processed food. Maybe you're eating too much of a poor quality high-fat diet. Maybe your diet is too high carbohydrate. Maybe your genetic history. So I said it wasn't always a situation of willpower. So if you look at your parents, if you look at your grandparents, if you look at aunts and uncles, and so what do I see? I see lifestyles that are fairly similar and unfortunately might not include very much exercise. I see lifestyles and dietary choices that are similar. So the background of, let's say, too much pasta, too much rice, a variety of different too muches in a certain family background, because as a family, we tend to eat similar things, and then we provide those things to our children, and our children come to associate certain foods with comfortable familiarity, your very nice, soothing family get-togethers. So you tend to associate foods with certain pleasant memories. So the NIH researchers have identified an enzyme that they say may be beneficial in the fight against obesity. And it is in opposition to the ideas that are currently accepted about weight gain, that it is you're eating too much, you're eating the wrong things, you're not exercising enough. And is that true? Yes, indeed. However, you look at some people and you look at their diet and you look at their body shape and you say, okay, well, I guess they are doing something that I'm not doing. It's inexplicable. And the truth of the matter is possibly they have a microbiome that's significantly different than yours. Possibly they may have the presence of very active enzymes in their digestive tract, and that tends to be supportive of metabolism. So in spite of the things that they are consuming, they are achieving efficient calorie burning. They are achieving an enhanced metabolism. So, Al, you mentioned at the beginning of the show that it's up to 70% of the population of the United States. And what I came across was 36% of the people, and this is 2008 statistics, so it's almost 10 years old, or, yeah, very close to 10 years old, 36% were obese. And there is a difference between overweight and obesity, but 36% or 70%, it really doesn't matter. It's an alarming number that are dealing with an unhealthy weight level.
The worst part, Jen, is it's growing. It's getting worse. It's not getting better.
When you take a look at the statistics from the 90s, 1990 to the present day, it's probably close to triple the number of children, adolescents, adults, and seniors in every one of those four categories have the obesity has increased. So it's very, very sad. In 2008, the medical costs for being obese for the population of the United States, $147
billion.
$147 billion. So diabetes, heart disease, stroke, arthritis, and some cancers. And you, again, you look at the statistics for all of those diagnoses, and you see this is truly a health scourge. So if you knew that you could really reduce your risk of diabetes, of heart disease, of arthritis. I see so many people having such trouble navigating, and their knees, their hips, their shoulders, oh, everything hurts. So if you could reduce that risk, it would be so much of a support to your overall good health. Who wants to suffer? Who wants to be taking medications for all these different diagnoses? So it's very important to pay attention to today's show.
No question about it.
And so if you lose just 5% of your body weight, you could reduce your risk significantly for any one of these diseases that I mentioned.
Well, if we deal with weight numbers, Janet, let's take a female or a male that may weigh, a female maybe 150, a male 200. But that's not their ideal weight. The ideal weight for a female that weighs 150 may be 120. So 30 pounds, that puts her in the obese category. A male that weighs 200, his, let's say, weight should be 160. That could put him in the obese category as well. But I think people have to determine what category or where they want to be. And you pointed out that people generally will lose the weight, take it off, be very happy, and then 6 months later, they're back on the merry-go-round again because they put the weight back on. So the key issue really is helping people determine how best to keep it off. That's the number one key.
And so people can come on in and see me here at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center, and I'll give them some tips and point out some products that I know to be superior at supporting your goal of weight loss. That music means it's time for us to take a break here on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Mr. Al Foreman at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center. Stay tuned. More to come.
Jana Juice is the innovative way to get the benefits of super juices in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Pomegranate benefits without the sugar. Acai, noni, goji berry magnesine. lychee in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Easy to carry with you to work, when traveling, or just too busy to juice. Antioxidants that provide immune support benefits in two capsules. Find out more at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the Pendutch Shopping Center. Come in and speak to our friendly and knowledgeable team.
Save-A-Lot prices can't be beat. Come find New Chapter, Garden of Life, Mega Food, Kyolic, Quality of Life, Solgar, Nordic Naturals, Nature's Answer, Vibrant Health, Renew Life, Himalaya, Life Flow, Charo Formulas, so many different brands at unbelievable prices. Skincare, cosmetics, it's all here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 754-307-1655. Come see us. Come see the fantastic inventory, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Tuesday, the 8th of August, and the topic today that Janet Cimarelli and I are speaking about, mostly Janet is speaking about, the issue of weight loss. Why it's so important for people to get to their desired weight to help prevent serious illness, as Jenna pointed out, with heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and a whole host of other issues that the body cannot deal with because of the additional weight that the person is carrying. In front of me, on Janet's desk, is a plate that's 10 inches with a fork. The plate is empty. The fork has nothing on it. And I think people have to be cognizant and aware of what they're putting on their plates. In order for you people to lose weight and get to a desired number that you want to achieve, I think you have to evaluate what you're putting into your body. And I know Janet can help determine that by coming to visit with her. She's here today from 11 to 2. She's off tomorrow. She'll be back on Thursday from 11 to 2, Friday 4 to 7, Saturday 1 to 5. And the point of the matter that we're trying to get across to help people is to come up with a plan that's for you. Everybody cannot desire the same type of plan to help them lose the weight and get to where they want to be. You have to deal with yourself, and you have to deal with your surroundings. You have to deal with your economic situation, and you have to deal with a goal, what you have in mind to help you lose the weight that you need to be at. So without any further discussion for me, Janet, I know you have a lot more points to talk about with respect to helping people lose the weight.
It's so interesting when you start looking at these statistics that the rate of obesity is highest in adults, 40 to 59-year-old adults. More than 40% of that population segment is obese. In over 60 adults, 37% of the population is obese. And in young adults, this is shocking to me, 20 to 39, those people, 32% are obese. And how do you find out if you are merely overweight or if you are obese? Test your BMI. And you can Google BMI and you will see a very easy to consult chart so you can determine exactly what your BMI is. You take a look at your height and then you move across the chart until you come to your weight, and at the top it will give you what your BMI is. If your BMI is over 30, that is indicative of obesity. Very interesting, another statistic, high income men tend to be obese, whereas high-income women tend to have very much less obesity. Okay, so where does natural health come into this? Where does nutrition play a role? This is so amazing to me. Micronutrient malnutrition. What is that? It's vitamins, minerals, the information with regard to micronutrient malnutrition is truly astonishing. What is something that so many physicians tell their patients? Oh, now just take over-the-counter multivitamin and you're good. You're covered. Okay. Well, that micronutrient malnutrition says you need iron. How many iron-free supplements are there out there? So iron can be a double-edged sword. Too much iron and it's a problem. Too little iron and it's a very big problem. So that micronutrient malnutrition can lead to a variety of different things. It could be constant hunger. It could be a really suppressed metabolic rate. So there are issues associated with this micronutrient malnutrition. Iodine. How many people do I see all the time in there? I'm suggesting that maybe they want to use a little bit of very high quality iodine, not necessarily from kelp, but iodine that is in the form of potassium iodide, the particular form that will support your thyroid. What does your thyroid have to do with it? Well, without a highly functional thyroid, you are going to have a tendency to have a very sluggish metabolism. You will hold on to fluids and you will not burn calories efficiently. Zinc, so important. And unfortunately, if you're not having all of these particular nutrients, the iron, the iodine, the zinc, folate, if you don't get those from your food, you are going to ultimately become deficient because they are not able to be produced in your body. They're only available from your diet. So, suppose your diet is 50% takeout, 50% fast food. And according to the CBC, they're saying 2 billion people worldwide are affected by micronutrient malnutrition. So what happens? Think about those young women who are pregnant and they might be deficient. There is very much an implication of fetal brain development being incorrect. They might have anemia. The baby might be born at a very low weight, which is a view into potential future health issues. So, micronutrient malnutrition. Pay attention. That's what you need. You need that overall foundation. So where are you going to get it? You can get it from things like the mega food, all food source multivitamins. New Chapter, all food source multivitamins. Garden of Life, all food source multivitamins. So a variety of different foundational supports are crucially important before you move into, okay, what am I going to do for my weight loss? A very important contributing factor to obesity, hypothyroid. And this is where there's a little bit of a diversion here, that it isn't simply your willpower. If your thyroid isn't working, your metabolism is not working. What happens? The calories that you take in are not providing cellular energy. Why is that? The hormones are all in a situation of dysfunction. They're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. They're not interacting the way that they are supposed to act. Okay, what is one approach that will work on all of that metabolic dysfunction. Dr. King, if people are not familiar with King Bio, Dr. King is a chiropractor in North Carolina, and he has a line of homeopathic medicines that are fabulously active, fabulously performing the results that you are looking for when you pick out one of these homeopathic choices. He has a formula called Appetite and Weight, and it's support for the pituitary, the hypothalamus, the adrenals, and the thyroid. And that combination of glandular interaction is supportive of a metabolism that is proper. When you take in food, and this presupposes that you're taking in the correct foods, that food energizes your cells, your metabolism works properly, and you begin to burn excess fat. So you're going with the appetite and weight, you're going to reduce your appetite, and you are going to ultimately begin shedding those fat pounds. And the product says that it can be used with any weight loss program. And when we talk about any weight loss program, I'll talk to people later on in the show about some of the different approaches that I have with Janet's Best formulas.
Al? Well, this particular product from King Bio called Appetite and Weight with PHAT addresses the fat axis of glands, metabolism, and appetite. And it can be used with any weight loss program. It's a 2-ounce bottle, has a manufacturer suggested retail price of $19.99. We have an everyday low price of only $11.99. So it's definitely worth a try. It's a spray, makes it very convenient to use, and I think with proper guidance as to the proper amount of food you're taking into your body, this would work well as a companion product. I do want to stress my feelings, Janet, on the fact that personally speaking, I'm a believer in supplements, as people know. I take over 200 a day. However, I am not a believer in people that look for the magic pill. There are so many people that are looking for that magic pill to lose weight. I think they're being derailed and they're being misled. There is no magic pill to lose weight. Everything is willpower on the person's part. Everything is what you put into your mouth. That's the key. So if we can get that point across today to help people understand what they have to do, I think they'll go a long way in achieving their weight loss goals.
When we come back from this break, I'm going to do my au contraire part.
Okay.
And to our listeners, you are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Mr. Al Foreman, and today we're talking about obesity and the terrible toll it takes on our health. Stay tuned. More to come.
You can find Janet's best formulas at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center. Learn about building a healthy body with Jana Juice. 2 capsules per day start you on your way with easy-to-assimilate antioxidants from kojai, noni, pomegranate, raspberry, lychee, and more. Start today to enhance your health with Jana Juice. Visit Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers to learn more. 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, in the PennDOT Shopping Center.
Educational meetings, expert advice, information directed at achieving wellness rather than merely treating symptoms. This is just a glimpse of what you will find at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. If achieving health goals has been eluding you, discuss your health issues with me, Janet Cimarelli. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center was founded on the principle that good health does not mean sacrificing your budget. Learn how we do things differently at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. We concentrate our efforts on supporting wellness with the highest quality supplements at the very best of the best prices Come save a lot of your money at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm sitting with Janet Cimarelli in her palatial office, and she's available for you to come in and speak to about today's issue of either being overweight or obese and any other health challenge that you may find that you're in need of some substance help with. And Janet is the person to be able to help you do that. So, again, she's here from 11 to 2 today. Tomorrow she's off. She will be back on Thursday from 11 to 2, Friday 4 to 7, and Saturday from 1 to 5. And just as a suggestion to those people listening, I think the first thing that people should be doing if they're looking to lose weight and get back on track to a proper amount of food intake with proper foods is get rid of the soda. If you are drinking soda, you definitely want to get it out of your program. Soda is a detriment to everybody. There are so many harmful effects of soda, including the amount of sugar. And you pointed out yesterday, Jenna, I think we were talking about canned soda having 10 teaspoons of sugar in a 12-ounce can. That's outrageous. One of the key points I did want to make mention that we do have here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, a line from Lily of the Desert Aloe Vera, a product called Aloe. It's organic aloe water beverage. It comes in 5 different flavors. It is a bottle of 16.9 ounces, which is a half a liter, and it's only 99 cents. And this can give you, let's say, some substance to be able to utilize to help you feel satisfied. It's a liquid, and the amount of calories in this particular product is only 60 calories with only 12 grams of sugar in the whole bottle. So that should satisfy you, make it taste well, but it's a suggestion. But there are many other factors that go into losing weight, and I know Janet has some more she wants to discuss.
Very interesting information, certainly if you don't sleep well. A good night's sleep is crucially important in order to have a metabolism that works. If you're dealing with stress, stress tends to disable normal function of your thyroid and your pancreas. I talked about the micronutrient malnutrition. If you don't have enough iodine, if you don't have enough selenium, then your thyroid function is going to suffer, and ultimately your metabolism is going to suffer. Insulin resistance that is very much a precursor and associated with the risk of developing diabetes is a huge aspect of this. The higher your insulin level, the more your weight will go up. The lower your insulin level, the more likely you are with the correct diet to achieve weight loss. So here's this connection with hormone balance. Polycystic ovarian syndrome, PCOS, that is a hormonally related situation with blood sugar stability. So with PCOS, your insulin is high. Your weight is high. So again, you do need to make dramatic changes in diet choices. So what you need, high protein, good, easily digested protein, and vegetables. So much information with regard to diabetes, insulin resistance, and the effect that this blood chemistry has on your body's ability to break down calories and prevent the accumulation of fat. If you eat too frequently, And so many people are being told, well, you need to have breakfast, then you need a snack, then you need lunch, then you need a snack, then you need dinner, then you need a snack. So you're eating almost continuously all through the day. And so some people say, well, I need to keep my blood sugar very stable. And in order to keep my blood sugar stable, that's what how I need to eat. But small amounts. And people ask me all the time, well, what is a good snack? There aren't any. What I tell people is, if you feel the need because of blood sugar instability to be eating almost every 2 hours, then what I would suggest is make your breakfast meal, have maybe one third, one half, and then 2 hours later, another part of that breakfast meal, and then 2 hours later, another part of that breakfast meal, then your lunch meal. So you're not looking for snack foods, you're eating your meal foods, protein, vegetables, nuts and seeds, complex carbohydrates like brown rice, like quinoa, like millet. Those things in very small amounts, those complex carbohydrates, and then in greater amounts, the complex carbohydrates and fibers available from vegetables, and then easily digested protein. So what might those choices be? It could be whole organic eggs. It could be fish. It could be some poultry. It could be a combination of a very small serving of a variety of different types of beans and a little bit of millet, quinoa, brown rice. So it's important that you understand the contribution that each one of these diet choices is making to your overall health and well-being. What you don't want are food choices that are processed, that are high in salt, that are high in certain types of fat. Those fats added to give you a particular mouthfeel that is very soothing and satisfying. So be very aware of what the fat content is, what the sugar content is. You want to avoid fast food because fast food tends to come to you in relatively soft condition. So you don't necessarily have to chew with any vigor. The fast food, to chews and you swallow it, and unfortunately, chewing is part of your digestive process to stimulate the flow of enzymes and acids. It is part of a whole psychological situation that adds to the satisfaction you get from eating a particular food. It's interesting because I talk to people and unfortunately have not a really pleasant discussion because I say, less fruit. And they say, but I love my fresh fruit and fruit's good for me. Yes, fruit does provide a variety of different beneficial nutrients, but the fruit also contains high sugar. The way that fruit is brought to the marketplace here in the United States, the sugar content tends to be very high. And if you're choosing fruit instead of vegetables, you are unbalancing that sugar content in your diet. You want lots and lots and lots of vegetables and maybe one or two servings of fruit during the course of the day. If you are drinking alcohol, that alcohol can very much contribute to a high calorie content intake and unfortunately converts directly to sugar and again has an impact on your insulin level that ultimately makes it virtually impossible to lose weight. Maybe your medications are contributing to your inability to lose weight. those medications such as antidepressants, very much associated with edema. So you're holding on to fluid. So your size is increasing, your weight is increasing. You're not necessarily adding fat, but you are increasing in size. And so once again, your metabolism needs to be supported, needs to be able to kick in and on a cellular level push that excess fluid out of the cells. When you begin to have a properly supported digestive function, elimination function, so important to achieve that loss of fluid that tends to be accumulating in your cells. So, looking at the variety of different choices in front of me, there is one from Life Extension called Natural Cortisol Balance. And I mentioned that if you don't get enough sleep and if your stress is high, what your body is doing is producing excess cortisol. That excess cortisol has an impact on your insulin. And again, you don't have the capacity to break down fat. So Life Extension's Natural Cortisol Balance, Relora, very soothing. That's one of the ingredients in this Natural Cortisol Balance. It's an extract of magnolia. And when you take the Relora, it takes the edge off stress and you don't have that metabolic response to the psychological, emotional stress that you might be exposed to. Oligonol is fabulous, an extract of lychee combined with green tea, and that combination, again, very supportive of neutralizing the accumulation of metabolic debris that is the result of exposure to stress. The oligonol helps to reduce inflammation, helps to enhance circulation. So many different aspects of this formula work in a variety of different, very efficient ways that ultimately will lead to the goal that you have in mind, which is weight loss. Then, okay, we talk about carbs, and some people have been told they have to watch their fat. Watch your fat intake. That's what's making you fat. Well, indeed, it is not. It is the carbs that are making you fat, but when you take in CLA. This is tonalin, and tonalin has been researched time and time and time again with regard to combining it with physical activity, and this tonalin will providing the conjugated CLA. This is supportive of your metabolism. It is going to enhance the effects that you are achieving through that physical activity. So these are two products that are available here at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center and very broadly supportive of achieving your goals focused on weight loss. That music means that it's time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Mr. Al Foreman at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. I'll be here from 11 to 2. Come on in and see me, and we'll talk about your weight loss goals.
Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries, but the best of the best is the prices. EDLP, everyday low prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you, the savvy health food shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate, 754-307-1000. 1655. 754-307-1655.
The knowledgeable team at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is partnering with Janet Cimarelli to give you the information and knowledge you need to better manage your health. Janet is a leading licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet's counseling services are now available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate. At the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, Janet can work with you to change your diet and change your life. Janet has over 25 years of clinical experience helping people to overcome and manage illness. Let her help you get on the path of better health. Call today for convenient times to meet with Janet Cimarelli. Call 754-307-1655. That's 754-307-1655. And make sure to listen to Janet and Mr. Al Foreman Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. right here on WNN. Great service, great prices, save a lot.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. It's a Tuesday, August 8th, and I'm sitting with Janet Cimarelli in her palatial office, and we're speaking about the issue that 70% of the population are dealing with, and that is the issue of either being overweight or obese and trying to find the right formula to get back to a normal weight. I would like to make mention of the fact that Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center now is proud to announce the launch of our mail order service. So if you are in need of having items delivered to you because you're not able to come into the store or because you feel that it's more convenient, please feel free to call the local number, which is 754-307-1655. That's 754-307-1655. If you do live outside of Broward County, the toll-free number to call is 1-833-SAVE-A-LOT. 1-833-SAVALOT or 1-833-728-2568. And all those people that order for the first time through our service, you're going to receive a $10 gift certificate that's good either on a future purchase order or on a visit to the store, whichever is more convenient for you. And again, we do our best here. We're open from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, Saturday 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and all orders that are received by 3 o'clock are shipped the same day. And the orders that are $100 or more, there is no freight charge. Under $100, there is a small freight charge. Janet has some really interesting information to share with people that have been on a program that she developed, I guess, pretty close to about a year ago. And I'm speaking about using a product, a bar or a cookie to help overcome some of the issues of wanting to stuff yourself with an over amount of food to help you feel satisfied. So, Janet, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Okay, in that vein of eat too much, move too little, and you want to begin moving away from high-calorie foods, you want to begin making the changes, and you're very concerned about, I'm not going to like this. I'm not going to be feeling good. I'm going to be deprived. I'm looking at my desk at the low-sugar chocolate protein bar. 21 grams of protein. That's a very nice, high-supported protein content. What is the protein going to do? The protein is going to have a sort of stimulation to your metabolism. It takes a little bit more activity on the part of your body to break down and utilize protein. So 21 grams of protein and only 4 grams of sugar. 160 calories in each protein bar. Fabulous, fabulous protein content, very good quality ingredients, and what it has is 9 grams of fiber. 9 grams of fiber is higher than many of the fiber supplements that we have here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Okay, what does the fiber do? It makes you feel full. What else does the fiber do? It pulls fat, accumulated fatty debris. So one of the areas that I didn't discuss yet today in our talk about obesity and overweight is fatty liver. If you're dealing with fatty liver, you are dealing with an unbalanced situation with regard to insulin and glucose. You're dealing with a glucose level that doesn't respond very well to the insulin. Insulin resistance, and the fiber and the protein, the whole profile of ingredients in these Janet's Best protein bars and high protein cookies are extremely focused and supportive of weight loss. And people who come on in and see me, I will give you a taste of the different protein bars. Absolutely delicious. And when taken with an 8-ounce glass of water, extremely satisfying, very, very helpful for preventing the almost continual thoughts of food that when's my next meal? What am I going to eat next? You are going to feel satisfied with these low sugar, high protein, high fiber bars. So come on in and have a taste. Fabulous tasting, very satisfying, and focused and supportive of your weight loss. Natural Balance has super fat burners, carnitine, chromium, bromelain, and when you combine that super fat burner with the CLA pure tonalin that I mentioned, you are moving toward that fat breakdown that allows your body's metabolism to perk up again. You are going to achieve that satisfaction. You're not going, when you stabilize your blood sugar with the chromium picolinate and the bromelain in the Natural Balance super fat burners, when you support your body with the IronTech CLA pure tonalin, what you achieve is the combination of ingredients for satisfaction, breaking down fat, overcoming fatty liver disease, non-alcoholic fatty liver, something you might see on your diagnosis when you are talking to your physician. And a crucially important aspect for you to focus on, because you are moving toward insulin resistance and certainly ultimately to an elevated A1C and diabetes. My Janet's Best Sugar, fabulous, fabulous formula. One capsule in the morning, one capsule at night, very good place to start. You can take 3 a day or just the 2, morning and evening, including chromium, banaba, gugel, bitter melon, cinnamon, Gymnema sylvestri, juniper, vanadium, alpha-lipoic acid, all of those things meant to balance your blood sugar levels. When you balance your blood sugar levels, once again, your insulin is able to be more effective. You are going to be able to gradually reduce the almost continuous hunger that you're dealing with, and ultimately have smaller portions, high quality protein on your plate, and vegetables, 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 all different types of vegetables, vegetables that are both steamed or raw. That would be the ideal meal for you. And if you are in the mode of trying to reduce the caloric intake, one of the low sugar protein bars from Janet's Best, used as a meal replacement protein bar for breakfast, a meal replacement protein bar for lunch, and your dinner with high quality protein and lots of vegetables. And you're on the path to breaking down fat. Enzymedica has Lipo Gold for fat digestion. So if you are taking in fatty foods and there might be some digestive distress, here's Lipo Gold from Enzymedica. They have the lipase, the amylase, and the protease. So you're going to be able to break down the different components found on your dinner plate, break them down efficiently, and ultimately achieve weight loss.
All these particular products, Janet, will be available for customers to look at so they can have some idea as to what it would be in an asset to them to help them lose weight. The one I really like, or two that I really like, is the one from Janet's Best, which is the sugar formula, because I think most people have the urge to have something sweet. And they need to satisfy that urge. And I think it starts from internal direction, meaning that if the body doesn't have the need for sweets, it's not going to look for it. So the Janet's Best Sugar Formula, which is a bottle of 60 capsules, has a manufacturer suggested retail price of $18.50. We have an everyday low price of only $9.29. Very inexpensive way to fight that sugar craving that most people have. And that Natural Balance Super Fat Burner, which has the carnitine, chromium, picolinate, and bromelain, is a bottle of 60 vegetarian capsules with a manufacturer suggested retail price of $17.49. We have an everyday low price of only $10.49. And I think the best thing you could do is come in and see Janet today from 11 to 2. Janet, back to you.
And so to all of our listeners, thanks so much for tuning in to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. And if you have any individual questions with regard to your weight loss, with regard to your blood sugar stability, with regard to your energy, your sleep, your stress level, any of the things that might be preventing you from achieving the weight loss that you desire, come on in and talk to me, because there are a variety of different answers to your problems. This has been the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour, and we'll be back tomorrow at 10. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.